Last night, President Bush announced that he would renominate Judge Charles Pickering of Mississippi to the Federal Appeals Court, the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans, and that is most likely to spark an intense debate in the United States Senate. When the Democrats controlled the Senate, the original nomination never got out of the Judiciary Committee or reached the floor of the Senate. Joining us now from his home here in Washington, D.C. is Byron York, White House correspondent for the National Review magazine. Byron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Neil.
The nomination is it's a little bit more political than most, and many people may remember Judge Pickering's name mentioned along with the Trent Lott incident a couple of weeks ago. Can you give us some background?
Well, first of all, it's mentioned in connection with Lott because Charles Pickering is actually a good friend of Trent Lott's, and it's really very likely that Pickering would never have been nominated originally in 2001 had he not been a close friend of Trent Lott's. The general feeling is that Senator Lott asked the White House in quite serious terms that they nominate his friend, Mr. Pickering. Pickering is a judge, a federal judge in Mississippi on U.S. District Court there, has been there for about 12 years. And he's 65 years old and was nominated amongst the president's original group of nominees, I believe, in May of 2001. Last March in 2002, his nomination was killed in the Judiciary Committee. So that's what's led to this renomination now.
The controversy the first time was his alleged insensitivity on civil rights matters.
And that's the controversy now. Charles Schumer, the Democratic senator from New York, who's on the Judiciary Committee, held a press conference today and announced that he would that he intended to try to filibuster the nomination in the full Senate, and his objection was Judge Pickering's decision in a 1994 case involving a cross burning in Mississippi, and Democrats have maintained that Pickering's actions were racially insensitive, and that's particularly a bad thing now in light of what happened with Trent Lott. And the White House has maintained that Pickering was unfairly treated in all of this.
You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And we're talking with Byron York about the renomination of Judge Charles Pickering to the Federal Circuit Court. And you mentioned Charles Schumer, the Democrat from New York, announced that he will filibuster this nomination when it does get to the floor. Did he talk about the president's political motivations in any of this?
Well, yes, he did. I mean, the general line from Democrats throughout the 18 months that they controlled the Judiciary Committee was that the White House was trying to pack the courts with doctrinaire conservatives and to limit the civil rights of Americans through judicial activism. So he said that the Pickering renomination was part of that and accused the president of not learning anything from the Trent Lott issue.
Now, a filibuster means that the judge's supporters will have to get 60 votes to get this through on the floor. Is that right?
It does, but it really doesn't look like the Democrats have a winning hand in this. At the news conference today, incidentally, it was only Senator Schumer and Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois. They said that Senator Kennedy would have been there, but had a personal reason that kept him away. But it wasn't a huge turnout. I think Republicans believe that Democrats will probably not go through or mount a successful filibuster for a couple of reasons. One, Republicans believe that the judicial issue played a role in their victory in the Senate elections last November in a couple of states like Georgia and Missouri. And two, they know that there will be senators from southern and border states coming up for re-election in 2004. And also they believe that Democrats will probably balk at setting a precedent for killing a nomination like this. It's very, very unusual to kill a judicial nomination like this. And I think that the Republicans could say, you know, this is going to come around if things turn around in the next administration. Just sometimes, you know, the tables are going to be turned and you're going to be sorry. So I think that will probably be enough to make Pickering's nomination pass in the Senate.
During the Trent Lott incident in December, there were an awful lot of conservatives who said he had to go because this is absolutely the wrong face of the Republican Party to be presenting to the public. And has there been any reaction to the Judge Pickering renomination along the same lines?
Well,
that this is just going to reopen these wounds?
Yeah, the conservatives I've talked to have had two different points of view. One is that some of them were surprised surprised that the White House renominated Pickering because they felt like, well, we just don't need to go through this again, and this will give Democrats an opportunity to replay the whole lot thing. But the other another group feel quite strongly that Pickering was unfairly treated in the Judiciary Committee. And one of the things the Democrats have done, I believe, was they've soundbited this issue very effectively, saying that Judge Pickering was soft on a cross burner. And I have looked very closely at the case, and Judge, and there are very, very solid judicial reasonings for everything that the judge did. And I think Republicans are going to have to explain that, and explain that well, if they're going to, you know, gather wider support for him.
There, Judge Pickering was not the only judge to be renominated last night by the White House. There was another nominee who'd been defeated in committee as well.
That's right. That's Judge Priscilla Owen. She's a justice on the Texas State Supreme Court, also nominated for the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. She was voted down by the Judiciary Committee on a straight party line vote last summer, and her case involved abortion. And the cross-burning case, if you will, in her story was a Texas law that requires a minor girl, underage girls who have an abortion, to notify one of their parents before having an abortion, not to actually get their consent, but to notify them. And the judge and the law had a few bypasses. If a girl feared that she would be thrown out of her house or feared some sort of physical recriminations, then she could get a bypass from that and have an abortion without informing one of her parents. And Owen made a couple of rulings on that in which she denied bypasses to a couple of young girls who were seeking abortions. And that angered a number of Democrats on the committee, and she was voted down and has again been renominated along with Pickering and more than two dozen other judges, I might add, in the president's latest move here.
Byron York, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Byron York, White House correspondent for the National Review magazine, and he was on the line with us from his home here in Washington, D.C. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.